Now, I should say that there are, if there are any kids that would like to do it, there are activity books at the back that we did up for Easter, and there are word searches and coloring pages and stuff like that. They're at the back, and there are pens and there are markers and crayons, so if you'd like to get up and go grab yourself one, please go and do that. You're very welcome. I'm not going to speak for very long. I'm going to do take a few minutes to do a reflection about baptism. You may not know, especially if you're visiting, and kids discerning if they were ready to make a public commitment to follow Jesus. And so Sean Davidson has been leading the youth in preparation for baptism and then confirmation. And I myself have been leading the younger kids in preparation for baptism. And in my group, people were coming for different reasons. Some came because they've been baptized already, and they just wanted a bit of a refresher. But we were all discerning together. So we will have in front of us in a few minutes four people who have decided that they're ready to follow Jesus. And it was a great privilege to spend time with you all. So wherever you're sitting, it was great to spend time with you and your parents during the weeks that we were doing our preparation together. Now, baptism, now, my group, we know this already, so you can listen, but don't worry about it. You've heard about it already. Baptism is a sacrament. Remember we talked about that? And a sacrament, very simply, is a gift from God in which ordinary things like water are given special and holy significance. And not one of the people who is going to stand before you this morning has earned the right to be baptized. Instead, they are taking a step of faith, accepting God's gracious invitation to be reborn in Jesus Christ. Now, some of us have talked about the symbols of baptism, and we're going to see them all before us this morning in the sacrament of baptism. But there are four primary symbols of baptism. Can someone name one for me? What's one symbol of baptism? You just shout it out. Go ahead, Ross. Light. Light. Emmanuel. Water. Awesome. Patrick. Welcome. Three. I've got one more. Olivia. The cross. Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of you guys. These are the four symbols, primary symbols of baptism. And those who be baptized today will receive the mark of Jesus Christ on their forehead. And the mark of the cross is a symbol of Jesus' death. And it reminds us that we are forgiven, and in him and through him we are saved. So I'd like you to stand up. Don't worry, nothing crazy, but I'd like you to stand up. And right where you are, you can wiggle a bit if you need to, and maybe you probably do need to wiggle a little bit. Look around you. How many crosses can you spot in the church? Keep it to yourself, but just quietly in your head, count it up. How many crosses can you see? There's a big counting number if you look at the light fixtures. At 8:30, the congregation said, look at the light fixtures. And there are lots of crosses in each light fixture. So if you're a multiplying kind of person, okay, and just shouting out, can someone say where they've seen a cross? Sam, where? Oh, yeah, the wooden cross. That's really good. Somebody who hasn't answered yet. Somebody else who hasn't answered. Yes, Benjamin. Where do you see one? Oh, behind Sean? Above Sean's head, yes, or on his stool as well. He's got two crosses on his stool. Yes. Oh, yeah, exactly. There's a cross at our pulpit. Tahira, where else can you see one? At the front? I'm sorry, your hearing is not so good. Yes. At the high altar, we have a cross there. Emmanuel. The lights. Do you see? Every light has, oh, my gosh. We have to, if someone could do the metrics on that later, we can count how many are there. The church is outlined. Paul. The church is the sanctuary. This space is in the shape of a cross. The long piece and the cross piece. That's so good. Now, where you're standing, give me the thumbs up, please. Don't be bashful. Give me the thumbs up. Adults and children alike. Very good. Okay. So what I'm going to do in a second is I'm going to ask you to show me the thumbs up again. So you can sit down. You give me the thumbs up. You're all listening. That's awesome. Now, why would the cross be important in this place? Do you want to answer, Olivia? Why would the cross be important here? Because Jesus died on the cross. Absolutely. Because Jesus was crucified, and we gathered last Sunday to remember that Jesus, well, on Good Friday we got together to remember that Jesus was nailed to the cross and was murdered. But on Sunday we remember that he rose from the dead. It's a very sad thing, the cross, but it's also a very wonderful thing. It's a complicated thing, sad and wonderful, all mixed up. But because he rose after 3 days alive and he appeared to his disciples, as we heard in our reading this morning, one of the big things that Jesus did was to show that death does not have the final word on each of us. Death does not have the final word as it appears to be. And for many of us, sometimes it seems like death does have the final word, but it doesn't. So give me your thumbs up again. And I want to invite you to, in big strokes, mark the cross on your forehead and just feel how it feels. Our foreheads are quite sensitive, I think, for many of us. A bit tickly, maybe. My thumb is cold, so it feels a bit cold. What does it mean to have that invisible badge on our foreheads? This is something we carry with us. Once we're baptized, we carry it with us forever. What does it mean to you? I wonder what it means. I'm going to leave you with that question this morning. My final thing is being a priest, right? I have to quote from a big, thick book. So that's what we do, right? And so I'm going to quote from the guy who wrote The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Some of you may know that book, that series. And he was a guy called C.S. Lewis. He actually came to faith later in life as an adult, and he was baptized as an adult. And he wrote lots of amazing books of fiction and books about God and about his relationship with Jesus. And I want to read to you what he wrote about what it means to follow Jesus. And then I'm going to close. If we let him, he will make the feeblest and filthiest of us into dazzling, radiant, immortal creatures, pulsating all through with such energy and joy and wisdom and love as we cannot now imagine. Bright, stainless mirrors which reflects back to God perfectly. His own boundless power and delight and goodness. This process will be long and in parts very painful. But that is what we are in for. Amen.